You have different type porches?
Well, nothing no more than we'd have maybe one on that we refer to as a front porch, and then if it's one summer's help, we might call it the kitchen porch or the back porch or the porch on the upper side of the house. But the kitchen porch and the front porch was the two commonly.
Some of the separate structures away from the house, these different outbuildings, could you, like say, before the invention of indoor plumbing?
We'd refer to that as the toilet, or it had been known as the privy, and I might add, yeah, some refer to it, maybe in a joking remark, and they call it the Johnny House.
Johnny House. I have heard the story that an outside toilet one time could have been considered a status symbol because maybe one family had a toilet with two seats in it, or two holes, you know.
Yes.
And maybe another family only had one with a one hole in it. Is there anything to that? Have you ever heard that?
Well, I know that is true, that they did have them with some maybe with more holes than others, some with one, and some maybe with two. I recall one fellow talking about, he was very comical, and he was talking about, like we do now, how many rooms does your house have? We would say six rooms and a bath. He said, mine has five rooms and a bath. Of course, speaking of the path that led to the outside toilet.
This building right here is a house. You have more than one house. How many houses do you have?
We had more than one house. How many houses would we have? I don't notice what you mean. Of course, you would have two houses, or maybe a group of houses, or
on the outside of the house, maybe where you would keep the stock or keep the cattle. What would be the name of that building?
We'd call it the barn.
Do you have any different type barns?
Yes, there is. The one that you keep your stock in, and of course also in the top part of the barn where you store the hay and so forth. And then, of course, now we have what they call tobacco barns, in which they store their tobacco. And
where would you store the corn?
Well, we would store it in the crib or the granary. Now, the crib might be built in with the barn, and sometimes they might be a separate building. So you might refer to it, it was in the crib, the corn, or you might say it was in the granary where they would store wheat and other grain.
That part of a barn that could be compared to the attic of the house?
We'd say the mow, referred to, would go up in the mow and throw down some feed.
How would you generally get there, get up to the mow?
There would be a ladder that would be nailed to the wall that we would climb up from the ground up to it.
The different sizes and different shapes of grass that you might cut in the field to feed your stock, what would you call that?
The names of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we would say maybe oats or rye or clover or lespedeza.
How would you get all this together after you cut it?
Well, they would rake it up with a hay rake into rows or in piles, and then fork it up onto a wagon or whatever you're going to haul it in to.
Is there many different styles of haystacks?
I would say there is. Of course, the one that I'm more familiar with is where they would haul it. They'd put a large pole in the ground, placing it in the ground, and they would stack the hay up around it. Sometimes, of course, depend on how much hay you had. I've seen them pretty high. And we'd refer to it as the haystack.